It's the beginning of the year and time to start fresh. What better way to start fresh than by setting a goal? Sometimes setting a goal can feel scary. Where do you start? What are the details of your goal? What if you fail? It's natural to feel a little worried about setting a goal. One way to help ease that stress is to set SMART goals. SMART is an acronym that stands for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. Let's look at each of these separately. Specific. Make sure you clearly define what you're looking to accomplish. It can help to answer the 5W questions: what, why, who, where, and which. This can narrow down your goal so it's not too broad. For instance, if your goal is to cut down your stress level, set specific goals, such as during breaks at work, take short walks outside or within your workplace each day for the next 3 months to help manage stress. Measurable. Tracking your progress can help you stay motivated as you get closer to your goal. For example, if your goal is to drink more water, figure out how much you want to drink each day and divide it by the serving size. For instance, you can log 8 glasses of water at 8 ounces each. Make a checklist and check off each serving you drink until you no longer need to measure to meet your goal. Achievable. Let's face it, we'd all love to meet our ultimate or dream goals, but that's not always realistic. It's better to start small and build up to larger goals. Set a goal that's attainable yet still provides a positive outcome. So instead of setting a goal to read 40 books this year, which may not be realistic, set a goal to read for 15 to 30 minutes, at least 3 days a week, during the first quarter. Relevant. Sometimes we make goals just for the sake of setting a goal. But when it comes time to work on the goal, you may find you lack motivation if the goal isn't quite as important to you. Choosing goals that really matter to you will make a positive impact. From the previous example, if you don't enjoy reading, increasing your reading time may not be a good goal for you. Instead, you could try setting a goal to listen to audiobooks or podcasts once or twice a week. Time bound. Lastly, set a time frame for completing your goal. This gives you a target to work towards. For example, if you want to improve your problem-solving skills, you might take a course on conflict resolution during the month of April. Now that you have tips on setting goals, give it a try. You'll be surprised how many goals you can reach when they're SMART.